Love English World.
Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the magazine I Love English World. On it, you'll hear some articles from our May issue, including a report on parkour, or free running, which Britain has just recognized as an official sport, and a portrait of actress Drew Barrymore, currently appearing in the comedy horror TV series The Santa Clarita Diet. But first, a report on fake news. What is fake news? Why is everyone talking about it? And how can you avoid it? We take a closer look at one of the hottest subjects of the year.
What is fake news? In the past year, everyone from US President Donald Trump to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has been talking about false information or fake news. But it's confusing because this term is used to describe many different phenomena. Some have always existed, and some are new to the internet era. Some are harmless, but some endanger democracy itself. What are the different types of fake news, and who creates them?
Kremlin propaganda. Countries have always used propaganda as a weapon to destabilize enemies, but lately, Russia has realized that the internet makes this an even more effective, cheaper means of attack. The 2011 edition of a Russian manual for security services, Information, Psychological War Operations, teaches that information war is in many places replacing standard war, and that the population doesn't even feel it is being acted upon, so the state doesn't switch on its self-defense mechanisms. Hoping to influence Western elections and weaken EU and NATO solidarity, for example, Russia is believed to use its English-language media, the RT News Channel and Sputnik Agency, and other news sites that are not openly Russian-operated to spread fake news. Both NATO and the EU have recently established special offices to try to refute this type of disinformation. Clickbait. Clickbait is simply sensationalist online content designed to generate the maximum number of views on the internet. Because views translate into advertising revenue from Google, Facebook, and other companies, this is big business. One man running fake news sites in the USA recently revealed he made between $10,000 and $30,000 a month in advertising revenue. A single town in Macedonia was found to be the home of more than 100 fake news websites being run for profit by teenagers. This new phenomenon, which is made possible by the internet, is toxic for society.
Satirical news. There are many satirical sites, such as The Onion and Clickhole, that publish fictional news, but only for humor. This has been going on since long before the internet era, with U.S. newspapers such as Weekly World News and Britain's Sunday Sport publishing clearly ridiculous headlines, like World War II Bomber Found on Moon. It's harmless fun, but when these reports are taken out of their context on the internet, some people are too stupid to see that they are jokes.
Alternative news sites. In recent years, innumerable alternative news sources, many with far-right views, have established themselves on the internet. Their reports cannot be trusted. Before he became Trump's advisor, for instance, Steve Bannon was executive chairman of Breitbart News, an alt-right site with news reports such as "Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy." InfoWars, another similar site, reported that an ex-British prime minister was a necrophile who cut the throats of young girls. These sites are poisoning public debate, especially in the USA, where an extraordinary number of people seem to believe this type of story. Warning! Breitbart News is about to start a French version.
Donald Trump's tweets. President Trump has often promoted fake news stories via his Twitter account. Even before becoming president, he repeatedly called Barack Obama's birth in the USA into question, and more recently has encouraged conspiracy theories based on unreliable sources. But perhaps most dangerous of all is the way he contradicts known facts to undermine respected news media, whom he calls enemies of the people. For example, when traditional media such as the New York Times or CNN publish reports that are critical of his administration or challenge his statements, his usual response is to tweet that this is fake news, in capitals for emphasis, to his many supporters. His closest advisor, Steve Bannon, has even said the media should keep its mouth shut. This is the way governments behave in a dictatorship, not in a democracy. Why is fake news suddenly so big?
The ingredients for an explosion of fake news have been here for some years now. The internet enables anyone to create a news site. Social networks ensure that sensational stories travel fast. And thanks to Google advertising, a popular story can generate a lot of money. But the catalyst for 2016's tsunami of fake news was the US presidential election. A target for those with political motives and a massive opportunity for others looking to make money. Then, there's Facebook's news feed. With its 1.86 billion monthly users, it is the world's largest distributor of news, but it does not verify that news. Journalists and traditional news media, while not infallible, double-check the facts of articles before they are published. Facebook does not. Last summer, the company fired all its human news editors, replacing them with an algorithm. This algorithm favors popular, and often sensationalist, stories, because these will bring Facebook itself the most advertising revenue. Within days of the algorithm's introduction, several fake news stories had been sent to people via Facebook's own newsfeed. Even now, Facebook only filters fake news if it receives complaints about them from users. In other words, the company expects us to do the job of news editors.
How can you avoid fake news?
It's easy. Use trusted, well-known media sources that check their facts before they publish news. But checking facts means employing journalists, which is only possible if enough people continue paying for their news. Thankfully, the recent explosion of fake news has woken many people up to this reality. Last year, the number of subscribers to the New York Times doubled, for instance. If you use alternative sites for news, subject them to a basic test. Do they give real-world contact details, such as an address, phone number, the names of those in charge, and a means of complaining about content? If not, get out of there. Le Monde has recently created Decodex, a service that people can use to check the general reliability of any website's information. The paper is also part of a new fact-checking service, Crosscheck, to help Google and Facebook police fake news during the current French elections.